The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Greetings to you, beloved and beautiful souls of the earth plane. I am Josephus, and I come to speak to you about the meaning of intention in your lives and how this plays a crucial role in your journey of life. For God imbued in each soul, each individual, the capacity to choose and to be in the world, giving that individual all that is required to move, to express, to feel in your material world. And all of these things, through one mechanism or another, are motivated by intention. When you desire to walk across a room, it is the intention within you that triggers the various aspects of your body and spirit to do so. And within you are many sources and reflections of that intention manifest in the world. And so desire and intention are married together. At times you have desire, but your intention is not to act upon it. At other times, you have involuntary actions that do not reflect your true intentions. For these contradictions exist within your being. And thus, it is important that you are aware and awake to those things within you that reflect your intentions. The intention of the soul is to be with God. The intention of the spirit is to feel and reflect all the energetic aspects of your being. Intentions within your body reflect the autonomic nervous system and other systems of your body. And so at any given time, there are many aspects of intention that are expressed. And when these aspects are in alignment, then there is the free flowing of your existence in the material world. Beloved souls, what are your highest intentions? What do you desire the most? For who you are in the world reflects these things. No matter the intention, it is manifest to some degree within your material life. And we come to speak to you about the intentions of your soul, intentions of your spirit and your mind, that they may all be in harmony and in concert with the desires of your soul, so that your intention may go to God in prayer, and that your intention for the highest blessing, which is His love, may be realized and fulfilled in these prayers. When you pray, beloved and beautiful souls of earth, is your heart truly in that prayer? Do you have great desire welling up within you? Or is your prayer merely a recitation of various words and intentions to fulfill some desire and obligation to be with God? True intention reflects true desire. Are you truly desirous of this gift? If so, then your prayers and your experience together here today will reflect the intensity of this desire. How clear and powerful it is. And yet most of you experience prayer time, time in communion with God, as a somewhat mild and pleasurable experience. It is neither intense, nor is it unfulfilling. Rather, it often sets within those parameters, depending upon your own spiritual condition and desire. It is important that you understand that it is the desire reflected in your intentions through prayer that make the connection with God. And these things originate from the soul. Even though often there are other intentions that are active and seeking your attention while you are sitting in prayer, and it is important that you be disciplined and focused upon this highest of intentions and experience. That way you may savor and understand and experience something truly remarkable and wonderful. If your material mind has contrary intentions to the desires of your soul, then often it is the material mind which you are so familiar with that take precedence in your conscious experience. Yet you must go beyond this with a desire to be within your soul, to truly know with faith, with effort, with awareness, your own soul, and what the desires and intentions of your soul may be at any given moment. This exists within you. These parts of you are alive and do exist. And yet often these things are covered up by other aspects of your being, where your focus lay and is manifest in your consciousness. Be aware of all the intentions within you. Try to sort out those things, those dynamics that are going on within your conscious self. And make every effort that you can in these times of prayer, in your own personal times of prayer, to be focused upon the highest intention of your being, which will and always will be within your soul, that desire to be with God. Do not linger in these other places that are so often entertained, so often are given precedence in your life. When in prayer, be with God as completely as you can be. Be within your soul as fully as you can be. And if you cannot be in that place, then ask God to help you come to that place. For indeed, prayer is a powerful thing. Intention is the key. And when you have a desire to truly be with God, then all aspects of God's will and intention for you come into play, and the laws are obeyed. Angels come to assist you. And when you open yourself to the great inflowing of the divine love, the Holy Spirit is there, ensuring that it may be so. And the power of this experience rests upon the intensity of your desire and the expression of your desire in your intentions and in this prayer. God responds in accordance to the intensity and clarity and power of that which originates from you and you alone. This cannot be manufactured by anyone else, any spirit, any angel. It must begin with you, beloved souls. It must be the core, the seed that opens and reaches God, with God's response reaching to you. It is a simple matter. It is not complicated. But indeed, many of you have a great deal of trouble focusing upon this intention and desire in such a way that the experience that you have in prayer is somewhat lukewarm rather than being intense and filled with great power and joy to be with God. These times so sacred, so beautiful, so wondrous to behold by your own self. For God wishes to make this connection with you personally, that you and God may have this communion together in the holiness and sacredness of prayer and contemplation. I urge you to be with God, beloved souls, to truly be with God, to let all other things fade away, these other intentions, these other things that press upon your consciousness in these sacred moments are irrelevant. It is the moment that you have dedicated yourself to God fully. And in this, the rewards will be great. The experience will be deep. And the blessings will be abundant. Let go of those parts of you that insist upon your attentions, that are not of the soul and not of the pure intention of your soul. And be with God at these moments of prayer. Be with God and know the fulfillment of God's promise for you to be cradled in His loving arms, to be nurtured by His love, to be awakened and alive and reborn in love. This is the highest of intention, and I urge you, beloved souls, to seek this with all your hearts, all your desires, all that is within you, and it shall be fulfilled in the moment of God's touch upon you. God bless you, beloveds. I am Josephus, and my love for you is great. My intention is for you to know God, to truly know God, and to be in God's grace, to know His love, to know your own soul, and to be in the fulfillment and glory of your relationship with your Creator. God bless you, beloved souls. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.